Britain. Invertebrates. Wormageddon. Earthworms seem to be declining alarmingly.
Charles Darwin liked an earthworm. What earthworms felt about Charles Darwin is less clear. For 40 years he studied them, thought about them, and experimented on them. He exhaled on them to see if they disliked his breath. They didn't. And held a poker to them to see if they minded the heat. They generally did. He wafted perfume and then paraffin in front of them, and he played them a whistle, a bassoon, and the piano. They seemed nonplussed. He fed them mint, which they didn't care for, cabbage, which they did, and other worms, halved. Catholic in their tastes, they enjoyed their diet of worms. Darwin recorded all this somewhat apologetically. To many people, he wrote, "The subject of worms may appear an insignificant one. The modern world has tended to agree." Unlike On the Origin of Species, his book, "The Formation of Vegetable Mould Through the Action of Worms," is no longer a noted bestseller. Interest in the earthworm is muted. Few scientists specialise in them. They do not attract large amounts of funding. On Google Scholar, a search for C. elegans, a nematode worm that is a scientific celebrity, yields 1.3 million results. L. terrestris gets only a tenth as many. If people did pay them more attention, they might be more exercised by the fact that they seem to be in alarming decline. A recent paper which collated historic data from previous studies suggests that earthworm populations in Britain are falling by 1.6 to 2.1% a year, leading to a total fall of around a third in 25 years. It is, says Dr. Ailey Barnes, its lead author, concerning. Worms matter. Soil should be riddled with them. 1 cubic metre of healthy soil can contain over 1 kilometre of earthworm tunnels. Soil looks static, but is constantly, slowly on the move. Darwin observed that if a layer of cinders or small stones were put on a field, then, within a few years, worms, like magicians taking away a tablecloth, would have moved the soil from below and left it on top of the otherwise undisturbed stones. The volume of earth moved by worms is stupendous. Stand in a field, look at its mud. What you are looking at will, says Stephen Font, an associate professor in the Department of Soil and Crop Sciences at Colorado State University, have all passed through an earthworm gut in the not-so-distant past. Worms give earth structure, aerate it, and improve crop growth. A paper by Professor Font estimated that without earthworm action, global grain production would be 6.5% lower, equivalent to the annual grain production of Russia. Worms are rarely applauded for all this, partly because they have an image problem. They are subterranean, timid, and, admits Professor Font, not charismatic. They have suffered from several centuries of negative press. Look up worms in the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations and you will be offered entries in the "with vilest worms to dwell" vein. It is typical that the worm's decline was noticed only because ornithologists wanted to understand the decline of more photogenic animals, such as the song thrush, which prey on them. What is causing worms to decline is not clear. Fertilisers, ploughing, and pesticides are obvious culprits, but soil biodiversity is woefully understudied, says Professor Font. More research is needed. The Soil Association, a charity, has launched a citizen science project that aims to create a worm map of Britain. So is more appreciation. People often underestimate how small but continually recurrent events can cause great change. Few creatures, wrote Darwin, have played so important a part in the history of the world. Little by little, worms have transformed the environment around them. Little by little, they are disappearing.